Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to King Scott Radio and TV. It's time for the Singles Life. We got a little LL Cool J in the background. We're going to let this play for a minute. I have a fantastic guest on board. Hold tight. We're going to make it right.
Feeling kind of horny, conventional methods of making love kind of bore me. I want to knock your block off, get my rocks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G-spot's off.
I'ma call you Big Daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn, the kitty cat's tired.
Daddy, slow down your flow. Put it on me like a G, baby, nice and slow. I need a rough neck nigga, man, zingo in a sack. Who ain't afraid to pull my hand, spank me from the back.
I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, stick it out. Here comes the man of steel.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen. She was raised out in Brooklyn.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do it, and we're going to do it well. Look, ladies and gentlemen, I have Miss Aliska Goines of the Aliska Goines Radio Talk Show on board, and we're going to talk about the singles life. We just so happen to be both single, but there's some conjunction function in there. And she's going to tell you a little bit. We're going to talk it. We're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it 100. Aliska, go ahead and talk to your audience.
Hey, Kevin. How are you tonight? First of all, I want to say good evening to all the ladies and gentlemen out there in Radio Land. And I just want to say hello. And I am so excited for tonight. Let's go.
Well, you know, the singles life has gotten to be somewhat complex because of the COVID-19. You can't just bun up like you used to. But yet, the process stays the same. You want to meet people. You want to talk to them about their happiness and well-being. Aliska, how do you feel about the singles life? How do you feel about being single and gorgeous all at the same time?
Well, you know, being this beautiful has its ups and downs, but I'm okay with it. Actually, I'm still single for now. I haven't given up my players card yet. But, I mean, for everybody else, I mean, it's COVID. You know, you got to take things differently. Kissing, dating, going out, all of this has changed. You know, so it's crazy. And then, you know, when it comes to the sex part, do you have to have a mask on? You know, no, it's different now. So you have to, things what we used to do, you don't do anymore. You got to take life right now to a whole new different level. And this is the worst time to be single, I guess.
Well, I think like this. If I have the power of God in front of me, behind me, on the side of me, I'm not necessarily worried about COVID or anything else because he said that I will protect you. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't catch COVID. That just means that you could get it and he can pull you through it. But nobody wants to necessarily go through that. I know if I'm with a lady, I want to kiss her. I probably need to make sure that she doesn't have it, which means you take the test. Just in my singles life normal practices, I make sure that I'm clean. And when I say that, you know, you get into a relationship or you have a sexual relations with someone, you just can't bed hop. You got to go and make sure that everything is right, that she didn't leave you with something and you didn't leave her with something. That's just the way it has to be in the 21st century. So you can't be too cautious and you can't be uncautious about dating. I didn't let the process of COVID-19 stop me from saying hello. My biggest problem is that, you know, a person's face is covered. You really can't see what you want to see, but you have to work around that. So when men approach you, and ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go to KingScottRadioTV.com, and I want you to look at how gorgeous Aliska is. Now, she's always been good looking, but she has done some things. She has a product line, and I'm gonna let her tell you about that. Talk about your product line for a moment.
Well, I am an independent distributor. We are a black-owned company. We have been out in the market for 16 months. Detox tea, energy booster, and liquid vitamins. Now, I had gastric bypass. 2016, I had cosmetic surgery, tummy tuck, and arm lift. And because of the massive weight loss, I had excessive skin. So I did this to make me look good, you know, and didn't realize that I went back to the crazy eating habits, you know, drinking sodas, eating, snacking, and everything. So that's how Tava actually allowed me to lose that regain weight. I started out as a size 24. When I started Tava, I was a size 18. I am now a size 12. 324 pounds was my highest. I am now 201. And when I say I am thicker than a snicker, oh yeah, I'm thick.
Girlfriend got sold and she's super bad. Now, the relationship stuff, see, some women, Aliska and I had this conversation earlier. Some people like thick women. They want a size 24. I'm not necessarily of that type. I do see inner and outer beauty. But, you know, what Aliska looks like now, when you see the photo of her, you're going to say, man, girlfriend, working this thing. The cosmetic surgery, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not hating on someone that's trying to improve their image. I don't care about that. I let people be who they are, because when you stand before Christ, you're there by yourself. Uh-huh. So you don't have to worry about any of your critics coming up and said, she did this, she did that. Who gives a rat's butt about what she did to make herself this attractive? And in the past, with the 307 pounds, she was still beautiful. It was just more of the beauty than, you know. So I'm not a hater that way. But more so, it's the philosophy, the singles world. So when men come up to you now, what you do? Let's get down to the nitty gritty. Brother comes up, hey, how you doing? My name's Kevin. I was just in observation over there at you. What's your name? And can I get to know you a little better? What is Aliska gonna say?
Well, first of all, I'm not even interacting with men like that. You know, the only men that I see is the people who I work with every single day. So most of my, you know, conversations start off with the Facebook inbox. I hate the messenger. I hate it. Men randomly call you know, hey, beautiful, hey, good morning. I get it all the time. Good morning. The only thing I do is I say good morning. You're beautiful. Thank you. Now, this weekend, I actually went out. I was actually delivering products. So by the reaction of their face, I knew that what they saw was enjoyable. It was candy to their eyes. So, you know, I always speak, because some men or little boys, they get an attitude when you don't speak or you don't acknowledge. And then that's when you get the negative feedback. Oh, you're not like that. You know, so, hey, good morning. Hey, good morning. That's it. I don't give them eye contact. I just acknowledge them. I mean, at this point, it's nothing we can do, nothing we can talk about. It's COVID time, you know?
COVID nothing. Would keep you from, if the brother, because in the singles life, we talked about conversation. We talked about introduction. How do you get to meet a person? You stand 6 feet away. You got your mask on. Why shouldn't a person be able to approach you and say something positive, and you would entertain his conversation? Why wouldn't that happen?
Because I'm not open to a conversation. I'm not open to compliments. I'm engaged, you know? So, you know, when people, again, you don't want to hurt feelings, but you accept their compliment. And it's okay to say, you look beautiful. Thank you. But I don't have to look in your eye. I'm not thirsty for attention. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that may be the difference. You know, And I always say to this, I used to always tell my kids, my oldest daughter is 36, the youngest one is 23, and the middle one just turned 30 on yesterday. Know who you are. Before you leave the house, you already know you're beautiful. When you look in that mirror, you don't need someone to pat you on your back. It's okay to hear it, but you don't need it. You're not driving. You're not hungry. You're not thirsty for attention. You know, and sometimes, you know, men, you got to tell your daughter, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. Oh, my God, you're gorgeous. So when someone out in the street tell your daughter she's beautiful, she's not hung up on that. I'm not hung up on attention. Even when I was a size 24, when I walked in the room, I owned the room.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna play a little bit more of LL, so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get more into this because I have some comments to make about what she just said. And, well, we're going to let LL say some more.
Man tight. The only thing left to do was climax. Let's make it last.
We ain't going out like that. All this time you've been telling me that you was a dumb.
I tried to warn you, girl, you wouldn't listen. Now let's get it on. How a live nigga like it, girl?
Nice and wet. We get it on to the record. Doing damn, you're large. How a big girl like it, daddy?
Nice and hard. Safe sexing it, flexing it. Getting that affectionate. Chewing it, doing it all while we're doing it.
I'm doing it, and doing it, and doing it now. Doing it, and doing it, and doing it well.
I represent Queen. She was raised out in Brooklyn.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I need to tell you that this particular video got LL Cool J and his wife in a fuss. But according to what Aliska is saying, she doesn't want the attention. She doesn't this. But some things just come to you and you have to handle it. So I'm not in agreement with. I understand that a person is engaged in a relationship, but here's a conjunction function. All is fair in love and war. I don't take prisoners. If your lady looking good and I can approach her and talk to her, I don't mind starting out being a friend. It's the way I end, not the way that I start. People say, well, I'm married. Today you are. 2 years from now, you may not be. And you want to remember me saying kind words, not the overplay, but the play. Just saying, let's have a conversation. Can I get you a cup of hot chocolate? What can I do just to hold your attention? But according to Aliska, she's not even going to let it go that far. I personally say she being stingy, because there's so many things that you can talk about. We can talk about your product. I'm a businessman. I might want to know about what you're selling. If that is the way that I can hold your attention and get you to look me in the eye, I have a chance. And in my mind, I'm saying, keep hope alive. And that's what I'm going to do. But you have women. Every woman is different. And in the singles life, you have to understand the combination. I like the fact that it's somewhat of a challenge. You might just find a good friend. You don't know. But if you don't give it a fair assessment, you can lose out on something that God has meant to happen to you. So I'm saying all that to say that I appreciate Aliska at least speaking back. The fact that she doesn't go any further with it is up to you as to how you accept it, adjust to it, and move forward. Now, Aliska also has a lot of fine-looking girlfriends. What would you tell the public about other women? And maybe one of your girlfriends are looking for a good person. What would you say to them?
Well, I'm not a matchmaker. I just tell people to follow their hearts, you know? Whatever makes your heart smile, follow your heart, you know? And as long as you find someone, you know, a soulmate, and it doesn't have to be sexual, you know, a soulmate will last forever. You know, and I know some male friends. They're married, you know, they'll say, hey, Aliska, how are you? You know, the conversation. And I just keep it short and brief. That's it, you know. But again, you have that connection. And, you know, you getting ready to say something and they've already said it. But, you know, those are the things that keep you bonded. But again, follow your heart. Whatever makes you happy, go for it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on the attack mode because keeping it real, we all have to pay. We all have to pay into humanity. We all have to do that. So Aliska says, well, I'm not a matchmaker. You whatever God wants you to be. He may use you as a vessel. What you gonna tell him? No. The last person that told him no, you was in the belly of a whale, and he wanted to get out. It's my suggestion, ladies and gentlemen, that Aliska should cooperate and help the process along, because you being able to help make somebody else happy with either a relationship or a companionship, that's paying into humanity. But according to Aliska, well, you know, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. How you know? You're here for a role. So God can't come and use you, right?
Not in that way. You better pray on it and wait, okay? Don't pray on it and act. God say in his time, pray on it and wait. You want a companion, you got to be detailed. God, I want somebody to do this. I want this. No, you can't. Everything that you see is good is not good for you. Sometimes people can be good to you, but not good for you. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes people can be good to you, but not the person made for you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's cold selfishness. I think, you know, Aliska got her boo, and she feeling groovy, and she, you know, I'm done, and she don't want to help pull somebody else up that may be struggling. Some women need a man. Some women want a man. And here you walking around, ladies and gentlemen, when I say she has some fine friends, trust me, I know what I'm talking about. I know this. I have met some of them, and I'm not after anybody. They know this. We have a business relationship, but I look at them and I'm like, and you walk around here, you know, you don't have, or you not in to something. Oh my Lord. It's one of her friends. I won't call her first or last name. I won't say them both, but her name is Tara. Tara is fine. Good looking woman. You know, she be talking that yang, too. But I mean, she's a good person. These are excellent business women. I mean, you want to have a good conversation. They're there. Then she has this friend in North Carolina. I'll say it that way. Fine as I don't know what. I mean, stingy. They, ladies and gentlemen, they stingy. Everybody should be helping everybody find love. But these sisters, they want to placate. You know, it's not good.
Everything is not for everybody.
Yeah. Well, so who left? I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm on attack mode. Who left you in charge? Why can't you? Why can't you play the role of happiness?
No, you gotta find your own happiness. It won't be because of me. I can't do it. I refuse to do it. You won't say, Lisa set me up. Nah, I'm good.
Well, see, I hit Aliska with the facts. Didn't Jesus have 12 disciples? He didn't try to do it alone. And see, I know that she's a Christian woman. So I'm saying, if he didn't do it alone, I mean, what leg do you have to stand on?
Listen, my name is not Paul. I'm not neither one of them. I didn't sit at that table. He said one of y'all is going to betray me. Okay, it won't be me. So I'm not in that, you know, in that cloud. Yeah. So
everybody, see, ladies and gentlemen, we are actors and actresses playing a role for God. The script is already written. It's already written. We're just going through the formation, you know. Mm-hmm. And my feeling is that everybody should help everybody else get to the promised land. You can't get there by yourself unless you choose to be stingy. And Aliska is just being stingy. All she got, man, she got, look, she got 8 to 10 to 15, 19. She got a stack of good-looking sisters. And she know some good-looking brothers. I don't understand it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't. But we're gonna continue to pound it in. Because we have to work with individuals and show them and get them to remove themselves from their wicked ways. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a little break right here. We're going to give you some more LL. Stay tuned.
Want to hit it in the worst way. Scheming on the ass since the first day.
Don't stop. Damn, I love it when you talk like that. Make it bounce, sugar.
As long as you can bounce me back. More flesh than the Greek fest.
Pull up the cess.
Pass the Hennessy.
Put my body to the test. Way back, many niggas ago, I was a young girl listening to higher flow. Now's my chance to hit you up, daddy. I'm grown from the back, from the side.
Right, I'm in the zone. One of a kind when it's time to do mine. Camcorder in the whole shit.
Press rewind, let it flow on screen while we puff the L. Laying back in the cut while we're under the spell.
Word life, I like the way the F went down. Go to sleep, tomorrow I'll take you back downtown. We'll be
doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Represent queen, she was raised out in high girl.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna back it up a little bit. I know I'm whipping her tail good. I know. You ain't got to tell me. I know it. I know when people hear this broadcast as they are listening to it, they're going to say, get them, brother. Get them. But look, we want to know a little bit more about your radio show. Tell us what you have coming up with your show.
Well, of course, I'm on the King Scott Radio and TV. I plan on, I guess, engaging our listeners in real topics, real stories. We're going to be talking about self-love, depression during COVID, a little domestic abuse, sex, even why do we men and women cheat, you know? Just real talk, no chaser. And my goal is to be transparent and open and honest, you know, on these day-to-day issues and topics that we have. So I'm excited. I am so ready for this to just open up and blow up so we can have, you know, the feedback, maintain the deception, you know, that one-on-one personal relationship with our listeners.
That sounds good. I like the fact, well, you know, I'm on a list about feeding into humanity. There's more ways than one to do it. She may be lacking in one category, but Aliska Goins is a good human being. I've enjoyed our relationship developing into conversations like this. We may differ, but, you know, God teaches us to love, and it says, love ye one another as I have loved you. So I think with her show, and I think you've done what, two shows now?
Yes.
I think what's going to be coming up is more excitement. She's not just talking about products; she's talking about life. And I'm telling you, this is a up and coming star that's getting brighter and brighter. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Aliska, let's talk about the millennials. You said you have a daughter. When you were rearing your children, what was the advice? Because, you know, if mama fine, you know the apple don't fall too far from the tree. So what was you telling them? Because we definitely want to encourage the millennials and to have people to give the best advice. How did you gear them to stay away from the crazy?
Well, I became, and let's back things up, I became a at 14.
Wait a minute, you became what at 14?
A mother, a teenage mother at 14.
Okay.
And my mom had raised me into the church. My mom had prayer service in her house. And this was something that, you know, people shied against my mom, you know, how your daughter, you know, get pregnant. So I raised my daughters. I raised them as a single mom. I raised them in the southeast area in Washington, D.C., 4th and Atlantic Street. And when my oldest daughter was in high school, I decided that that in order for me to change their mindset, I had to change their environment. So we moved from Southeast Washington, D.C. to Hyattsville, and from Hyattsville until Hagerstown, Maryland, which is like whole new different side of town. I mean, you go from seeing 5,000 people on the corner to cows and horses. So I had to change their mindset. And they witnessed me working. They witnessed, you know, me working and trying to make a difference. And I guess because my mom being, you know, raised me into the church, and, you know, the God fearing that she put in me allowed me to see her strength and allowed me to raise my daughters. Everybody graduated from high school. Everybody is successful, you know, military, everything, you know. So I guess them seeing me being strong, and sometimes being strong has its disadvantages. Being strong won't allow you to receive help. And when I say receive help is, you know, one time I was in church and we were finishing, you know, I don't know what it was, but one of the guys said, do you need some help? Do you need, you know, to, you want me to take this to your car? And I was like, no, I'm fine, I'm fine. So when I came back, my pastor said to me, Lester, do you know that could have been an opportunity for your husband? Why didn't you allow him to do it? And I was like, Pastor, it's okay, I'm good. He said, no. Sometimes you got to read in between the lines, you know. And before I became this great mom and this great person, you know, I've always had to go to the store by myself when it snowed, shovel, you know, the driveway. So again, sometimes being strong and being that superwoman has its disadvantages, but it has taught me and protected me a lot, my heart, and a lot of things that I didn't allow to come towards me, you know. And when I say towards me is because I was a single mom, you can't have every Tom, Dick, and Harry around your children, you know. So
I can understand that. Ladies and gentlemen, I talk about the Bible the way that I do because I'm actually in ministry. And when I have to counsel women or couples, I tell women particularly that you have to allow for people to be of service to you, because ultimately that's what this thing is about. Now, I understand from Aliska's point of view that she couldn't allow any kind of man, because you don't know, they don't come with a sign on their forehead to say, I won't touch your daughter or anything. You just don't know. God knows we've heard the horror stories, but at the same time, you have to allow the blessings of God to come into your life, but you can say no. Now, this is a little story that I tell. What makes the cow walk into the slaughterhouse? That cow does not know that he ain't coming out the same way. So women, they when they listen to a man rap or Mac or whatever you want to call it, they have to listen with a sensitivity to say, okay, who are you? What do you represent? And I can tell you that you have to be cautious. You have my second wife, because I've been married twice. My second wife did not adore my children like I adored hers. And we had to have that conversation. What's wrong with you? You see the way that I treat yours, and you have this standoffish attitude as to how you treat mine. So these things have to be worked out. Now, that switch from one area to Hagerstown, that's a big switch.
Yeah.
That's a big switch. So, but I applaud the effort and the fortitude to do the right thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another little musical break here. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with Aliska Goins of the Aliska Goins Radio Talk Show. And, you know, Aliska, this has been a great way to express our feelings. Men and women are different. We are wired differently. So we are not going to think the same way. What we do have to do is learn to get along. I'm not pointing the finger at anything you did or didn't do. This show, The Single's Life, is about experiences of the two, male and female. And I'm blessed to say that however way you got to where you are, you earned it. You straight up earned it.
Yep.
And we appreciate that. No one can take that away from you, and no one can sit back and say she didn't do this or she didn't do that. She did it her way, like Frank Sinatra said, I did it my way, and she has that right. And within the Bible context, you have free will. That's why the cow walks into the slaughterhouse. That's why. So in terms of what you did with your kids and how you govern your life is subject to opinions that don't matter. they don't matter. But I want you to mention some of your colleagues, because it's not just Aliska. It is a rack of them. You know, James and, well, I'll let you do that. Talk about some of your friends.
Well, my colleagues, my team, James Run is my mentor. He is the guy who brought when I say this product is changing lives, he brought it to the DMV area, and it's moving all everywhere. We have Ronald Smoot, him and his wife. They have lost over 140 pounds together. He is getting ready to do a YouTube channel, and he was even reluctant on starting the process. But of course, his wife had to be the first one to try things out, and you know, great success story. We have one of our nurses. She is Tara. She is in the DMV area as well. and she has actually lost her job. And when I say Tava is her only income, and during this time, she has not missed a beat. So not only is Tava doing, you know, making things happen financially and for health. So again, it's all about health and wealth. Nothing matters in 2021 if you're not here to tell a story. So hopefully by me sharing my story, my struggles, that, you know, I know that I'm not the only one who's failed, you know, but I know that through me sharing my testimonies and my success, that someone will be able to say, you know what, if she can do it, so can I.
That is powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw a little disclaimer in here. There are times when you will hear me as the host coughing. I had a ministerial assignment in Las Vegas, and trust me, I'll never be the same. I will not be going back to Vegas for no good reason. James, and I like and love James Wren, because he's the kind of brother that everybody needs to know. But he's a boxer intellect. And, you know, so Vegas has all the big fights. And we was talking a couple of shows ago, and I said, we will not be getting together in Vegas. I won't be going there. Yeah. But him as a person, one of the things about Atlanta, ladies and gentlemen, is that Atlanta is full of a lot of men who are on the down low, and the women suffer because of that. And so if a brother really wants to bun up, Atlanta is an excellent place to go for a man. For a woman, they want to get the hell out of Atlanta because of that issue. So if you hear me coughing, it's not COVID-19. It's the atmosphere that was in Las Vegas that left me speechless. But, hey, got to march on. Aliska, I want you to, again, continue to talk about, well, you said it, about the financial gains, because I had a conversation with Tara, and she is just a phenomenal woman who happens to be single. And this Tava thing saved her.
Yes.
And I mean, and then on top of that, she's intelligent. I mean, I want to definitely, because her show is coming up, and she's a person that should be lifted up for the anguish and the stress that this COVID-19 put her through. But look at her now. Girlfriend is rocking. I mean, you tell us.
And she, when I say she looks good, that body leak. Okay? Yeah, she really, really looks good. So, I mean, she has a story to tell. She has a story to tell. And I tell you, your mouth is going to drop.
I can contest to that. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to KingScottRadioTV.com, there's a promotion up referencing Tara and girlfriend. All I can say, I had a old pastor, and he used to say, my, that's how good she looks. And then you come back. It's like you got a handful of aces and then you got a joker. And the issue is that any one of them can be the joker. You know, the big joker beats everything.
And Tara and
Aliska, when you all see them, y'all would say, man, she walking around with a bunch of aces in her hand, and she got the joker, which could be any one of them. So it's a fantastic, I'm loving this. I ain't bothering nobody. I keep my hands to myself. But God, I like looking at him. It's just straight up eye candy. We're going to come back with one more selection. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
Things was clear, I think she knew what I wanted to hear. Spilling them around like a weed on fire. Walking on tightrope for love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at. There's no escape for me.
I just wanna be. I'm lying in the midnight hour, holding you just like a dream. Love is never what it seems. When you touch and you're holding me the way you do, girl, you make my dreams come true. You make my dreams come true.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. So look, I want for this particular broadcast, the singles life, I want to talk briefly about the two forms of love. And this is the form of love that I have for Aliska and all of her girlfriends. Now, the brothers, it's a different kind of love. It's a brotherly love. For the sisters, you have two types. You have Felipe love, and then you have agape love. Felipe love is that I'm going to hold your hand, I'm going to stroke your body, I'm going to put my hands in your hair, I'm going to smack that tail. That's Felipe love. Now, this show is not for children, okay? If you want to see Romper Room, you need to go somewhere else. This is an adult show, so if you need to take two steps back and punt the kids out the room, you should do so. When you're talking about agape love, this is the kind of love that I have for Aliska and her posse. That the love that says, hey, I'll give you a blood transfusion if that's what's going to keep you alive. That's the kind of love that Christ gave for us, because when he got up there on the cross, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if it was me, all of them would have been killed. All of them. You know, when he said, I can call down a legion of angels. We don't even know the number of a legion. We just know it's a whole lot of them. And you won't survive their wrath.
Yeah.
And he stayed up there and did his thing. And now we have humanity. So that's the kind of love that I have for Aliska and her posse, that agape love. Now, if I find one of them and Felipe turns in it, hey, this will not be a struggle. You won't have to take me kicking and screaming. But I want to express it in a biblical way, because I want people to know we know what we're talking about. We know what we are doing. Now, Aliska, I need you to wrap up this show with some sound advice for people who need that second income.
Well, to everyone, if you are looking for financial freedom, if you are looking to supplement your income, do not hesitate. You can start your own business for $99. You can get your own website. Everything is included. You can get products. You can actually lose weight and we will pay you. Again, you can lose weight and we can pay you. All you have to do is just share your story. So if you are looking to lose weight and get paid, come on and join the ARC. Come on. We definitely will have the support team. You have training, you have that one-on-one, relationship. and we'll be happy to have you. Come on aboard.
You know, James Wren is a fine-looking brother. And see, I can say that because anybody that know me, they know what my heart is. But James Wren is a brother who has kept himself in shape. He's intelligent. He looks good. But if I had a choice of who I want to sign up under, I'm going with Aliska's girlfriend posse. I want to be surrounded. You know, ladies and gentlemen, one day I got into an elevator, and I was the only male in that elevator, and we were going up. And I said to myself, God, I dream of this moment, to be surrounded by beautiful women and have my way. You know what I'm saying? And you know, with Aliska and the way that she motivates, the way that we stay in contact, I respect her, her relationship, and everything. But we have a connection that allows us to grow in harmony. Because I ain't crazy. You know, it's too many fine sisters out here to lose your life over one of them. It's just unreal. So I'm saying that her leadership, what she's doing for society, is much needed. The fact that she has all them aces and a joker is just another benefit of working with her.
Yes, I must say. And, you know, the struggle has been real. But if I had to do it all over it again, Kevin, I would not change a thing. Because that journey was meant to be. Everything was designed by God.
Well, I feel you. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been King Scott Radio and TV. And we have enjoyed another show of The Singles Life featuring the Miss Aliska Goins radio talk show host. When you see that big bright thing in the air, that's Aliska, and that's her shining because she is a star. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You all be blessed. God loves you, and so do I.